This is Voices of Better Medicine, as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Today we have Dr. Pandolfino, Chief of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Northwestern Medicine. And doctor, something that I know quite a few people, family and friends, even myself, that have experienced over the years, GERD. It can be painful, it's a nuisance, it can be serious. So doctor, can you tell us, what is GERD?
Sure. GERD, which is gastroesophageal reflux disease, it's actually when stomach contents move up into the esophagus and maybe even the mouth and throat, then the symptoms are typically related to a lot of the nasty stuff that sits in reflux. So that juice has acid, digestive enzymes, and bile, and those are all very irritating to the esophagus, the throat, and then, of course, to the lungs.
And basically, that's what we know as heartburn, right?
Yeah. When you actually reflux, a few different things can happen. One of the things is you can get discomfort, which is heartburn. And it really is a burning sensation that can feel like your chest is on fire. And why that happens, we're not really sure. But the symptoms can also be related to the reflux causing chest pain. And sometimes that chest pain can be just like what you would feel if you had a heart attack. So that's why it's very important to listen to those cues and to talk to your doctor if you're getting these kind of symptoms, especially if they're occurring pretty often.
Okay, so we've got the symptoms. Are there certain things that a person can do to cause it or make it worse?
It's really all about plumbing. You know, you have a very high pressure system in your abdomen. So you bend over, you're getting pressure on your belly, you're working out or exercising, and that abdomen compresses. It's almost like a balloon. And that pushes the gastric juice up into the esophagus. So obviously, things that increase your pressure in your abdomen, sometimes it's just some weight gain, as I mentioned, specific positions. And then, of course, there are foods. And foods can delay stomach emptying. And when your stomach is delayed in terms of emptying, that pressure in your stomach rises. And that could also push the liquid up into your esophagus and your mouth and throat. And then occasionally that can also go into the lungs and cause lung damage.
We're talking with Dr. Pandolfino, Chief of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Northwestern Medicine. This is Voices of Better Medicine. Are there certain risk factors involved with this? I mean, if you let it go, if you ignore it, can it be serious?
If you just ignore the heartburn and that regurgitation over and over and the chest pain, there can be some injury that occurs to your esophagus, which can eventually lead to some scarring, something we call a stricture. And that can actually block food from going down into your stomach. And that could be a medical emergency. In addition, if you have chronic inflammation over many years, there is a small percentage of people that can actually get cancer from the reflux. Now, I don't want to alarm everybody to think that if you have reflux, you're going to get cancer. I think the most important thing is if you are getting these symptoms a lot, talk to your doctor. Most likely they'll send you for an endoscopy. And then once we do that endoscopy, we can stratify your risk for cancer. And even if you are someone who may be predisposed, if we get you in there early, the likelihood that you'll get cancer and have a bad outcome from cancer is extremely low.
And if you discover that there is damage, what are the treatment options?
It could be anything as simple as an acid. So if you have occasional heartburn after you have a bad night, you go out, you have a late meal, maybe a little bit too many drinks, you know, you can take an antacid to deal with that if that happens occasionally. But if your symptoms are occurring around 2 or 3 days per week, then you probably need to take something chronically like a proton pump inhibitor, which is a medicine that suppresses acid where you can control most of the symptoms and heal a lot of that injury, those erosions and ulcers in the esophagus. Now, there are some patients who that's not enough. The medication may affect and reduce the acid levels, but they're still getting symptoms despite the medicine. And those patients would require an anatomical fix, something like a surgery or even an endoscopic procedure.
Well, it's good to know there's so many different options to help with GERD. Dr. Pandolfino, as we wrap up this conversation, is there one takeaway you want our audience to walk away with after listening to this?
I think recognizing that there are symptoms that are related to reflux disease and that those could eventually lead to serious complications. And if you do have those, you should see experts like we have at Northwestern Medicine and then really tailor your therapy based on testing so that you get the right treatment. And you shouldn't be fearful, because once you've recognized this and talked to your doctors, you're going to be okay.
Good information. Don't suffer. Seek the proper help. And thank you for filling us in a little bit more on this. Dr. Pandolfino, Chief of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you for joining us on Voices of Better Medicine. And we look forward to talking with you in a future episode.
Thank you very much.